From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Jennifer Ludden is off this weekend. In the Palestinian territories, voters go to the polls tomorrow to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat. Former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas of the Fatah movement is seen as the likely winner. His nearest rival, independent Mustafa Barghouti, is running a distant second. In the West Bank today, there were some complaints about continued Israeli military checkpoints. And in the Gaza Strip, more violence left Palestinians wondering what the election of a new president might accomplish. NPR's Peter Kenyon was in Gaza and has this report.
For Spanish journalists Ramon Lobo and Carmen Secanella, election coverage Gaza-style included an unexpected twist. Through a translator, Lobo told journalists in Han Yunis about their 90-minute kidnapping by masked gunmen. "They invited us for a cup of coffee," he said wryly, "and we accepted, but it was the worst coffee we had in Palestine." Palestinian officials said the abduction was non-political. It was carried out by unemployed men demanding security jobs. Gaza City is festooned with campaign banners, but to the south in Rafah, there are few signs of the election. Vendors and their children pack up after Rafah's Saturday street market, and donkey and horse-drawn carts haul the unsold merchandise away. Residents say business is bad in Rafah, but that's nothing new. Resident Abu Mujahid says there's not much hope Abbas or anyone else will fix things.
We tried the elections before, and we chose the symbol, great President Arafat, but what it led us to? Corruption, lots of people dying, they allow Israel to assassinate, to kill, to destroy. It is for nothing.
At the end of the street, though, a woman in a white headscarf and blue dress is excited about the election. Standing amid bullet-riddled buildings, Amanar Awad says the next leader deserves a chance.
We want them to bring us the peace, first of all. Actually, we understand nothing in politics. They are better than us, but it's the only ones we seek peace, just to live in peace.
In the West Bank today, Palestinians complained that Israel hasn't fulfilled promises to ease restrictions on movement around Election Day. The tightest closures were south of Nablus, where Israeli forces searched for the Palestinian gunman linked to Fatah, who yesterday killed an off-duty Israeli soldier. An Israeli military source said every effort would be made to facilitate freer movement tomorrow, barring further terrorist attacks. At the Gaza Strip's main internal checkpoint this morning, another death left one Palestinian family feeling bitter about the talk of new leaders and a fresh start. Maiman Al-Farah says his 61-year-old father, Mahmoud, left for work this morning at a police station across the checkpoint just north of Khan Yunis, as he has for the past 9 years. He had to take a cab across the checkpoint since private cars have been temporarily barred from crossing. Maiman says his father reached to open the door of the cab and an Israeli bullet hit him in the chest, then another as he went down. His voice trembling, Maiman says his father had no interest in politics.
He was a man who never caused any problem with neighbors or relatives. He didn't make anyone upset against him. And this is what he asked me always to do. Do your job, my son. Just do it. Don't make troubles.
The Israeli army says soldiers fired at a Palestinian on foot, off the road, in a closed area, carrying a rifle. The army said an inquiry was being conducted. The Al-Farah family says it will boycott tomorrow's elections. For them, the next chapter in Palestinian political life is beginning with a painfully familiar page from the last. Tomorrow's voter turnout will be closely watched. The Islamist Hamas faction says a low turnout will be a victory for its call for a boycott. Others say that's not necessarily true, but a low turnout won't be good news for Mahmoud Abbas. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.